The Magellan M2FS spectroscopic survey of high $Z galaxies, Lie alpha emitters at $Z, approx $6.60, and the evolution of Lie alpha luminosity function over $Z, approx 5.7-6.60, by Yuanam Ning et al. We present a sample of Lie alpha emitters, LAEs, at Z approximately equals 6.6 from our spectroscopic survey of high redshift galaxies using the multi-object spectrograph M2FS on the Magellan Clay Telescope. The sample consists of 36 LAEs selected by the narrow band, NB921, technique over nearly 2 degrees squared in the sky. These galaxies generally have high Lie alpha luminosity spanning a range of approximately 3×10⁻⁺ × 10⁻⁴ ERGS1, and include some of the most Lie alpha luminous galaxies known at this redshift. They show a positive correlation between the Lie alpha line width and Lie alpha luminosity, similar to the relation previously found in Z approximately equals 5.7 LAEs. Based on the spectroscopic sample, we calculate a sophisticated sample completeness correction and derive the Lie alpha luminosity function, LF, at Z approximately equals 6.6. We detect a density bump at the bright end of the Lie alpha LF that is significantly above the best fit Schechter function, suggesting that very luminous galaxies tend to reside in overdense regions that have formed large ionized bubbles around them. By comparing with the Z approximately equals 5.7 Lie alpha LF, we confirm that there is a rapid LF evolution at the faint end, but a lack of evolution at the bright end. The fraction of the neutral hydrogen in the intergalactic medium at Z approximately equals 6.6 estimated from such a rapid evolution is about approximately 0.3 ± 0.1, supporting a rapid and rather late process of cosmic reionization. This was the Magellan M2FS spectroscopic survey of high $Z galaxies, Lie alpha emitters at $Z, approx $6.60, and the evolution of Lie alpha luminosity function over $Z, approx 5.7-6.60, by Yuanam Ning et al.